This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning, Scott.
This month, I wanted to talk about MSU's legislative goals, which the university has broken into three priorities. The first talks about appropriations. Now, earlier this week, the governor says he's restricting millions from higher education because of a projected state revenue shortfall. On Tuesday, MSU said the $6.3 million that's being withheld from the school will be filled with one-time money from reserves. You spoke at length about that during a press conference, and we reported on it then. My question now is, does this appropriation uncertainty cast doubt over specific appropriation items MSU has listed in its goals? I'll name the three you've listed. Sector equity funding for West Plains campus, $1 million in matching capital funds for the Ozark Learning Center at Bull Shoals, and a reimbursement sought for tuition waivers under Missouri Returning Heroes Act. Any of those in doubt with the uncertainty of the appropriation?
You know, the last thing may have some ability because it's not a big item to make it into a budget. I think the equity funding is much less likely. We're not aware that there's going to be any capital funding for this year. We have that in there in case there is now. And so if there is money for capital funding, we want to be at the table to say, hey, we've got a critical project that we think is meaningful to our state, Ozarks Education Center at Bull Shoals. I'm not optimistic there's going to be money for capital this year.
Okay. Two other priorities for this legislative session. The university is requesting to have degree granting restrictions eliminated or modified. Can you give us a background on this law and how it impacts existing practices in MSU?
Yeah, so right now, the University of Missouri is typically the university that is offering PhD programs and many of the professional programs, medical, medicine, law, dentistry, pharmacy, etc. We have four practice doctrines. It's not completely clear by our statute that authorizes us to exist, our ability to expand those programs in health and business and education as the market calls for them. And so in the last legislative session, we proposed repealing our statute and expanding our ability to do that. Well, as a part of that discussion, there are other universities that have statutes that are ambiguous about their ability. And frankly, there's not clear direction that the University of Missouri is the only institution that can offer PhD programs or these kinds of professional programs. And so Speaker Todd Richardson, at the end of the session last year, charged the Missouri Department of Higher Education to convene a task force and began working on an organized plan to efficiently deliver the kinds of degrees in all areas of the state that we need. I was on that task force. It was led by Commissioner Zora Mulligan. The work is done. It proposes a model that limits certain things to the University of Missouri, like in statute, like the ability to offer PhDs and nine first professional programs like medicine, law, dentistry, pharmacy, et cetera, but provides a pathways for other universities, including our own, to offer practice doctrines in fields like health, business, education. And for the community colleges, creates a pathway that in very limited circumstances, they can also offer a four-year degree in applied technology kinds of areas. And so we think it's a win-win-win. We'll need to modify a half dozen statutes to put that into a place. And so that is a education policy achievement that we think can get done. That can get done no matter what the funding is on the state level. And so we will be advocating for that. So will the University of Missouri. So will the other four-year schools. So will OTC and all the community colleges. There was literally unanimity among all of the public sector higher education institutions that this is a good plan for our state.
Okay. And we'll be watching that. And then the third priority asks for local control of university operations. So explain that for us, please.
There are always bills filed to direct all the universities to do certain things. So, you know, last year, for example, a bill was filed that would preclude universities from requiring freshmen to live on campus. yet we know that freshmen who live on campus in our residence halls do better. They come back at higher numbers. They graduate at higher numbers. Their grade point is higher. It helps them get engaged in the university. So whether it's the kind of legislation that would direct construction projects, certain bonding requirements, our ability to borrow money, how we deliver services, what kind of classes we have to teach, what the qualifications of teachers are, whether guns can be allowed on campus or not. All those kinds of things we think are better handled by our policymaking body, which is our Board of Governors. And so the point of, we call this Priority 3, preserve local control of university operations, that's what our boards do. And we have great volunteer leaders all across the political spectrum serving on the Board of Curators for the University of Missouri and the Boards of Governors and the Boards of Regents for the other universities. And for most things, we believe they should be setting policy. And the policy for what should happen at Cape Girardeau and St. Louis and Springfield may not be the same. There may be different local conditions, and the kind of university you are that determines how you set the load of your teachers and how and when you're going to borrow money and what kind of firearms and what circumstances should be allowed or not allowed on campus. And so, again, it's a local control priority, much like we hear talked about in the K-12 environment.
Okay. Finally, there's been some consistency given the makeup of the legislature and executive branch over the last several years in terms of how the university interacts and maybe what goals may be obtainable, what ones may not be. Does this new administration and the focus of this legislature give you an idea one way or another of what goals you need to spend the most time advocating for to get accomplished?
You know, so Governor Nixon and many in the legislature these last several years, the priority for higher education was affordability.
Mm-hmm.
As I get to know our new governor, I think there's going to be less of a focus on that and more of a focus on excellence or quality, completion. And so, again, those are things within our wheelhouse. We're as you know, in our new long-range plan, one of the focus is producing more graduates, and that involves making sure people are retained and they are graduating and they are getting jobs. And we do have very strong programs, academic programs, to make sure that occurs. And so I anticipate we'll see a shift in priorities in what education policy is, but we're at the beginning of that. And so don't know all the details of those things yet, but am encouraged that there will continue to be a focus on higher education policy. And at Missouri State, affordability and access remain important goals, as do quality and excellence.
President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thanks, Scott.